Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins, and this week I'm joined by Frank, our producer, aka Bosai, and Tice. How are you doing, Tice?
I am very good. I'm very good. I'm very hyped on this day.
Awesome.
Yes, we have a new song coming out. I have another release. This is the craziest 6 months of releases in my life. Me and the boys, Fear. We are capping off the first half of 2025 with Where Were You? This is, I think, our biggest tune. Like, this always gets the biggest reaction. We got a lot of, like, support by DJ Hudson Mohawk has been sending me videos of playing it. Really happy with this one. Vision Recordings. We have more shit coming later on in the year. We are working on more. We have so much more. But yeah, Fear is still here. Quick announcement before we go back into the vocal of the song. I am also playing two shows in the UK. I'm back to London playing with What's or Not, Nightpunk, Caracol Project, and more homies on Friday. And on Saturday, I'm playing Glastonbury, The Temple, back-to-back Imanu. That's going to be nice. Huge.
Wow. So,
yeah, if you're in the UK, I might see you there. Yes, this one is out on Thursday morning, so tonight at midnight, actually. Wherever you are, it's out at midnight by the time you hear this. Where Were You? The last of my first 6 months, it's been insane with... started off... Wait, I just had it. What did I start off with? Was it the Nicky Nair and Kelvin thing?
Yes.
No, I started off with Frankfurt, with Fear.
Oh, yeah.
Then Control, with Fear. Then Cheese Interface and The Wasp, with Nicky Nair and Kelvin. Then the Machine Drum and Kuchka Happy Days remix. And then this whole EP, the Le Thais EP. And now another Fear thing, that's in 6 months.
Wow.
It's hard to fit it all in the schedule. But man, it feels great to be so productive and to have so many releases coming out.
That's amazing. It's great to see you so productive and have so many releases coming out, and so many releases with so many different flavors as well. And one particular flavor is the carrot flavor. Tell us what is the importance of carrots to you, man? And that wasn't a shitty bridge. That was a smooth bridge. That was a well-constructed, well-engineered bridge.
That was a fine bridge. All right, Splice incoming. We recorded a very long answer to that question, and we put it at the end of the show. This is my song, The Importance of Carrots. And if you want to know what the carrots mean, keep listening until the end of the show, and there's a we play the song again, and I talk over the whole thing.
Go on. So onto something a little bit more kind of traditionally Vision Radio. Edit is back on the beats. He's got a whole collection of absolutely filthy heavyweight rollers out on Dispatch pretty soon. This particular track is called Sends, and the EP is called Word Out. So please, let's get the word out that Word Out is indeed out. Word.
No.
Nice.
No. this is new music on Flex Out. Para and Morn, Lucia.
Keeping the D&B flavours rolling for this little triplet of tracks. We've got Alien Perfect, who I believe is from the Ukraine, and making some really, really interesting sounds. This is forthcoming on the new Sofa Sound, So Fucking Sick, VA. I didn't swear then, it's Sofa and it's King, but you already knew that because you're listening to this show and you know about drum and bass. But a cheap trick of DLR to get radio DJs to sound like they're swearing, basically. Anyway, this is a wicked tune. It's called Ghost.
time for some bassy USG from the family More Kismet. This one's sick. I've clearly overstayed my welcome, is the title. Big up More Kismet.
Yes, yes, yes. Brand new album, Saturate Your World, coming out very, very soon. For some very silly noises. Brand new on Nexus, we have Telm and Wilson. This is Crawler. And we're about to drop the tempo now with a really, really interesting remix from Deft. It's a remix of Matrix, who I'd never heard of before, so I had to go and check out. And they're just a super interesting duo from Belgium, writing some really far out kind of experimental gothic emo pop type of stuff. It's fascinating, and Deft has really brought out loads of special stuff in his remix. This is amazing. This is out now on Intimate Club, and it's Matrix, Pretty Boy, Deft remix. Big shout to all the pretty boys out there.
Thanks.
Current Value was in Groningen just over a week ago in the Playing Vision at Simplon. It was sick. Someone didn't show up that evening, was on the guest list. We missed you, Frank. It was a good one. Yeah, big up Current Value. This one's called Overflow, and it's trancy and huge and big and sick.
Yes. We'll be right back.
By the way, I was just taking the piss out of Frank for not showing, but actually, it is it's also a good thing sometimes to not show up.
Definitely.
Yeah, I had 6 weekends of shows, and then in that weekend, my birthday, and I wanted to see Ring Noord at Simplon, of course. And then 6 more weekends of shows, and I was like, I should take a weekend off, and I did.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Like, there's no shame in taking some time off. If your body tells you that you need a break, and you take the break.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one, next song. Sophie, Unisil. There's a 10-year anniversary coming up of Sophie's epic releases on Scottish label Numbers. Yeah, super influential, obviously. Big up, Sophie. Rest in peace. We love you.
Rest in peace. Huge amount of love for Sophie and the legacy that she has left, and now huge amount of love for Teddy Killers, who have also got love themselves. They state it in the title, I Got Love. This is on the new album Cooked, which is absolutely amazing. It's on Souped Up, and I'm loving the difference in the tempo on this one, feeling the techno and breaks vibes. Lovely.
And this is The Infinite Torture Hypothesis by High Grade on Deepness.
Happy tune.
Reality is that one.
Now for something deep and minimal and hypnotic from Subdue. This is Verde on Transparent, and I got to big up the Transparent crew. I recently did, I'm doing this series of back-to-back mixes, and I did a back-to-back mix with the Transparent and Yamatai crew. It was like a B7B with me against loads of artists from both labels, and it was absolutely amazing. So big, big shouts to Transparent and big shouts to Subdue. Thank you.
and this is Shake by Theoretical.
Dedicated to everybody who has an ass.
Who has an ass?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like a donkey?
Yes, a pet ass. Because the cost of looking after a donkey is just rising, and this is a special dedication to all of those of you who look after your asses.
That makes no sense. Fiction Radio. Yeah.
Switching up the tempos, we've got And What, or known as Ampersand Question Mark, with a track that we played a little while ago when it was on dub, but now it is out. It's called Murder, or Murder if you're Scottish.
Frank, do you want to announce yourself?
Thank you for reloading me, Vision Radio Patreon crew.
Yeah, that's There's absolutely no chance that you cooked the numbers and made yourself the reload. That would never happen.
I mean, I did vote for myself, but for my own camera, I paid to follow and to vote. I would never do it from the vision side.
Right.
And this one is out on Friday, so thank you for making it more better to
yes.
put on a radio. Thank you.
Like to hear a remix of that actually by you. I think that would be amazing. I'm still lamenting the fact that it's no longer a dub.
About?
This Fuego tune, this Fuego tune. I want to hear a remix of yours of that tune.
Dave, great idea.
That was off the record. But okay, now it's on the record. I just asked Frank for stems of the song.
I thought we'd press record by then. I thought that you were happy for that to go out. We'll listen to existence.
You made it up.
Wow. Well, does that mean I get a cut? If you do remix it and it's really successful, then I should get some type of cut.
No, Dave.
I'm just gutted because that's been a dub for me for a whole year and I've been absolutely banging that. So, yeah, it's great to see it out now. Anyway, this is Control Alt Delete. Let me go. In brackets, find my way.
go. Love's river runs, we both know. You better let me go. You let me find my way.
We've suddenly reached the end of the show.
Yeah, contrast from very high heights, also from the Netherlands, actually. Control delete, look into it. It's an old friend of ours that I don't know, used to run into a lot. He would make a lot of music with Martijn in the days. Big up Dom. Muad'Dib on Yuku, the other side. Very, very cool little roller, this.
Yeah.
Big up the Yuku crew.
Massive up to the Yuku crew.
Yuku. Keeping it weird. We have reached the end of the show. Thank you all for listening, Vision Radio crew. As announced before, we were talking about my song, The Importance of Carrots, and we kind of recorded over the whole song, and we decided to keep the conversation but put it at the end. So if you want to hear a long conversation about what the song means and how I've the whole process of writing the whole Letaisi EP. Here you go. Thank you. Thanks for listening. See you guys next episode, and big up.
Ciao, ciao. We love you.
That was a fine bridge. The Importance of Carrots is the 160 BPM song on the Letaisi EP, and this is the one that started my shitty little carrot meme. I was last year, a little over a year ago, I was in Italy preparing for a jazz project in Switzerland, in Basel, with the Basel Jazz Orchestra. And I was listening to a lot of like bass guitar driven funk, a lot of Jamiroquai, Wolfpack, like the more modern stuff, but also like the 70s, 80s classics. And that really inspired all the songs that came on the Letaisi EP. But I also wanted to do one at 160. And I was in Italy on the mountain working on this song. And I had a carrot. unplanned. And I was working like on the hill in the grass. And I was like, wow, this is such a photogenic moment. I should kind of walk around and capture my MacBook playing this song. And it's still on my Instagram feed, this post where I just started the song and I'm working on it in the hills. And then I take a bite of a carrot and I sampled actually the Instagram video.
Yes.
So the sound of the carrot in this song is me eating it on the hill, the thing that started the meme. And later on, I started thinking on like, what could the carrot mean? It's two things. The carrot is, you have the metaphor of the carrot and the stick. Mm-hmm. The reward, the motivation by reward and the motivation by punishment. So carrot is the dopamine. It's the curiosity for me. It's just like going into the rabbit hole, which is the other meaning, the rabbit and the carrot. The rabbit hole, just exploring your curiosity, whatever it is at the moment, and just, you know, I used to try to really focus myself and be like, no, I have to do drum and bass, no, I have to do dark stuff, all the other stuff doesn't matter, but then I would be kind of inspired to do other stuff, and now I'm just kind of carelessly just jumping into whatever rabbit hole presents itself to me and just going for it. And then trusting that at some point that will become relevant.
Yes.
Which is a very different approach to what I used to do, where it's like, yeah, but how is this relevant to Noisia, or how is this relevant to like the field that I'm in? And now I'm just like, it'll be useful somehow.
Yeah, just have faith in it.
So even this, yeah, exactly. And don't doubt it, and just like, yeah, just really go for the curiosity.
Go on.
And I've been a lot more productive since I've been embracing that approach, and also embracing the dry periods in between where I'm like, I am right now not obsessed about a certain thing, but that'll come back. Like, I have absolutely, like right now I'm not writing a lot of music.
But you just put out such a massive bunch of it, and that, you know, it'll come back when it needs to. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's just before summer break, and I have some shows coming up, so I know like I won't be super focused like in the week. But I'm just, it's really not doubting. Be right back. That's so, I don't know. That's the importance of carrots. Just trusting the program. We just talked over the whole song.
That's amazing. Which for some people who don't like the creative freedom you're enjoying, they probably enjoy the fact that you've just talked over it as well. But I think that's great, and I think it's a great soundtrack for that story of yours. Yeah. And really, really, really inspiring. So that is wicked.
Maybe we should put like the song at the back, at the end of the show again, and then do the whole talking thing.
But then we would be denying that super smooth bridge. That super smooth bridge that I did earlier on, you can't take that away from
me. No, but that can stay in. That can stay in. But the whole explanation about the carrots, we can, like, I think we should do that at the end of the show.
How do we do that? I want to share my carrot soup recipe with you. It's full of antitoxins and I think you'll really benefit from it. Can I?
No, Dave.